Proclamation number 8773 of 8th of March, 1964. God reveals himself as the most perfect being. Again and again you experience the proof of my presence when I speak to you and you hear this my speech, because you could not hear me when I would not reveal myself to you. But since I consider it urgently necessary that you take note of the being, to which you owe your being, and since I also want that no wrong picture is developed for you about this being, I myself announce myself to you and prove my presence to you through this. Because it depends on the recognition of myself whether you love me, and that is why you are to first experience my being, which is love in itself and which wants to make you happy with its love always and forever. I reveal myself to you. I give you detailed knowledge of my rule and work, of my power and my wisdom. I want to present myself to you as the most perfect being, so that you learn to love me. I want to achieve nothing else through my revelations than that you give me again the love, which you once felt for me and were unspeakably happy through it. But now your life is no state of happiness and bliss, because you lack one thing. Because my love power no longer radiates through you, but which can only then radiate through you when you yourselves open your heart to me in love. And to achieve the latter I impart knowledge to you, which could well stimulate you to give love to me, because this knowledge is so powerful and extensive, and through it you learn to know your God and Creator in His deep Father love, which constantly wants to make you happy. You learn to recognize me as the most perfect being, and you consciously strive for this most perfect being. You long for again the union with me, which once existed, and I myself can now also again draw you to me and make you happy until all eternity. This is the purpose that I again and again reveal myself to you men through the Word. That I address you, because you are without all knowledge, which corresponds to truth. And because then also your earth life is an idle run, if you do not purposefully strive for me, but only live to the world and its pleasures. For the time being it is enough for me that you believe convinced in a God, in a power, which had created you. But only few people have this convinced faith because a life in love also belongs to it. But formal faith does not drive men to seek the union with me. Living faith, on the other hand, already establishes the union with me through thoughts, and man comes step by step closer to me, because he always forms the union with me more firmly through a life of love and I also no longer let him from me, and then it is also possible to reveal myself to him, mentally for the time being, until I can then speak to him and he will hear me. Although this process takes place in different ways, but he will always recognize my word, be it spoken by my servants or contained in the scriptures. The will to be addressed by me always assures him of my word, and then he will be placed into bright knowledge, for I will also be able to instruct him through my spirit, so that it will become light in him and he will increase in knowledge and his love for me will become ever more inflamed. Then his earthly progress as a human being will not be in vain, then he will reach the aim. He will find union with me and be eternally happy. Amen.